6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They'll eat your guts and spit them out. And when your bones begin to rot, the worms remain, but you do not. So don't ever laugh as a hearse goes by, for someday you'll be next in line. And when death brings his cold despair, ask yourself, will anyone care?
Macabre may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Your Skeletor. Every time.
This is one of my favorite mugs ever. I freaking love Skeletor. I want to find, a long time ago now, somebody had done like a Renaissance painting of him. It was so funny, but he was like laying on his stomach, so it was like a romantic pose or whatever, but he's cheeked up just laying there with ass exposed. I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. Like, yeah. Very Renaissance.
Hilarious.
But I'm like, that'd be funny to frame and put in the house.
If I was wealthy, there would be very obvious signs.
Same.
I'd have the most ridiculous stuff.
Me too. That, oh my gosh, a video you sent me the other day where it was like, go thrifting. Find the weird stuff. Yeah. And I was like, yes, yep. The best.
That's my goal.
Right? It's like, you can have so many cool aesthetics that way. Like, so.
Yeah. I used to think minimalism was cool. And now I'm like, no, I mean, it is. It's fine. But yeah. Have the ideal house, be a Victorian house that had been modernized, but only in certain aspects, right? Still has the character of a Victorian house, but like everything's been updated and you have a badass shower and badass kitchen and all that kind of stuff. But then it'd be like dark walls and, you know, all the old shit from, I don't know, just some weird, it'd just be weird and dark and sexy.
Yes. I am so with you. What are they calling it now? Because like, it's like that dark academia, but like, people are calling it like the Moody Scholar now or whatever. And I'm like, both.
That's funny. We went to the burlesque show last night.
Yeah. How was that?
And, oh my God. It was so good. Yeah. My friend Sarah, she's been dancing for 20 years, I think. And she helps run the show and stuff. And one of her friends is a photographer. And she was there like promoting. She does like boudoir stuff.
And cool.
So she had a bingo card out of things that she personally wants to shoot to like put in her portfolio for advertising. And one of them was Dark Academia. And I was like,
oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. They had Dark, she had Dark Goddess. And she said, I think someone already picked that. But if you picked one of the things on the bingo card, she would take like X amount of dollars off of the package. And she showed me the set that they use for, or she wants to use for Dark Academia. And it's so good.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah. Yeah. Amber, you should do it. And you should also do a photo for the show, but not.
Yes. You know? Yes.
I wish I could just get you here and then we could do a cemetery shoot or something like that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I want to plan that. I want to plan that.
Yeah. I know.
Drive down.
Other priorities take precedence, but one day.
It needs to happen. We need to like plan outfits and stuff too. It'd
be fucking awesome. Yeah.
Just be like, hey, question. If we do the shoot, can you do the spicy and then not just so spicy?
In. Yeah, just
for some shows.
Little, yeah.
Throw in a little sexy, but not too spicy. Or maybe. No, just kidding.
Fundraiser. That's so cool. We'll start so we can.
Oh. We would make negative money if I did that.
No, it's not true.
So true. They'd be like, I would like my money back. And then I would also like a inconvenience fund back, refund. Yep, it'd be bad. We'd go not bankrupt.
True. But think how cool, like, I've seen her work. She does incredible work. And a shoot in a cemetery would be so cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm like already picturing it, like doing like the black lace, like parasols and stuff.
Yeah. Just the stuff we could wear. How cool. I don't know. Anyways. Right? I digress.
It's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. We should start getting a wish list, like image board. Be like, okay, what are we wearing? Then we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
on that fun back. Note, welcome back. What is up, Lukey Loops? Freaky friends, deadly darlings, macabre hotties, listeners. We had a good conversation there in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
Hello. Welcome to Macabre, a dark history podcast. I'm Blair.
I'm Hallie.
If you're new, hi, we see you. And we are very happy you're here to hang out with us today. And whenever you hang out with us, binging. I've heard there's been some people binging, and we really appreciate that. We love hearing what you have to say about some of the older stuff because, yeah, we're like so close to being done with season two, and it's just, it's crazy to me still. It's so wild. But thank you very much for choosing Macabre as your entertainment of the hour. Remember, this show is so not for the faint of heart, and negative energy is not allowed. A little housekeeping. If you want a little more from us, we're on Patreon, where you can listen early and ad-free and see our faces. So if you don't know what we look like, if you want to look at this, Hallie's way better to look at. Just like cut your screen. Stop. No, it's true. It's true.
I have, there's a window right in front of me right now. So that is what all this bright light is. And I can't do anything about it.
It looks so good. You're like out. Glowing.
I'm
you're
blown out.
You're glowing right now. I'm over here it's like, hot. It's like raining and it's like perfect recording weather for love this it. Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So right now, because my room is so dim, the light that I have, so you can actually see that somebody is here, not just like a voice, is right now. For those of you who are not seeing my face, I was like blinking really hard. We also have a Facebook group where you can go hang out with more of our cool listeners like yourself. Come join the fam. And if you like what you're hearing, we would really appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. It does mean a lot to us. So
helps to get the word out for sure. It helps with the algorithms. We don't control that. So the more reviews, the higher that puts us in the search queues. So.
Exactly.
Keep them coming.
Keep it coming. Grow the party. The party is for everybody.
Yeah. the more we grow, then hopefully we can do some of the cool shit we want to do, like with
listener. The photo shoot.
Yeah, the photo shoot and just macabre, you know, road trip stuff with other listeners, the road trips and, you know, field trips, macabre field trips.
It'd be so awesome if we could do that. Someday we will. Yeah. We just got to get there, which means you got to tell a friend, you know, sing it to your baby as you rock them to sleep. Whisper to your coworker in the next cubicle. Whatever brings you joy, just spread the word.
Hey, four new coworkers just found out about the show. Hey.
Really? Yes. Yes. I told the guy that the Patreon episode we just did, I told him about us. He was intrigued. So I feel like he's going to tell some people too.
Yeah, probably. His story, especially knowing his story, is going to be on there.
Right. He said he has a lot more. And based on what he does for a living, I didn't go into full because I didn't want to give too much away without his permission and stuff. But does he have stories? Ooh. But yeah, that's what we've got. Like, all of our links and ways to find us are in the show notes. So go check it out. But today, guess what? We're going to lighten it up a little bit. Okay. We've been really dark. Sorry. We also have been feeling it. Okay. We're sorry. This one is going to be not dark. Not as dark. A little dark because it's macabre. But today it's macabre hometown for you. And this one, it's a little bit different. It's more gossipy, you know, it's hearsay. So the only trigger warning that I have, because usually it's multiple, the only one I have today is animal cruelty.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a human harming an animal, okay? We're getting a little paranormal today. Getting a little cryptid-y today. We are talking about, let me read my hype notes. We are talking about Turner Maine, the Turner Beast.
I have never heard of this.
Oh, it's interesting. It's very, like when you go visit a town and you're, you know, sitting in a bar or something and people start talking about a weird story. Like, it's one of those. But it kind of spread and got a little bit of pickup in the early 2000s. So it's a little interesting. I want to, like, really interested to see what you think at the end. But
I'm here for it.
Yeah. It's going to also get kind of a little funny because you're like, WTF, towards the middle. So I'm actually going to be reading you a couple articles, too, probably in the entirety, because of how interesting this gets.
Okay.
Like, it all leads up. It's just, it's really weird. It's so weird. I can't wait to hear what you think. Listeners, same. I'll say it again at the end. But the hype notes today is, for years, locals in Turner, Maine and surrounding towns have been reporting a dog-like creature with aggressive tendencies. In the early 2000s, a woman came forward with an animal carcass claiming it as the Turner Beast. But was it? Join us today as we speculate what in the F was actually happening in Maine. So let's get into it. Just a couple of facts about Turner, Maine, so we know what's going on, right? Turner is in the southern part of the state. It's just about an hour's drive north of Portland, Maine. The population is under 6,000, so pretty small town, lots of trees. In fact, Maine has a bunch of freaking trees, like most trees per capita. There are so many freaking trees, so it's so gorgeous. Oh my gosh, so gorgeous. I love it out there. But, you know, there'd be moose up in those woods, so what else is lurking, you know?
Yeah.
The Turner Beast, apparently. We'll talk about that. If you Google Turner Beast, there's going to be four pictures that pop up. One is a digital from a video game. Obviously not the beast. It has a little derpy face, you know, like video games do. Not the Turner Beast. You're going to see two other pictures of this alleged carcass, which you're going to be like, what? And then the other one that is actually, in my opinion, the most significant picture, somebody had drawn after they had seen it while on a walk. They drew a picture of what they saw. And that, to me, is the most compelling. Let's get into it. The Turner Beast, the best description that I can find based on what most accounts say is that this creature is like a husky looking wolf, very chunky, kind of loaded in the front like a bulldog.
Okay.
Super bulky shoulders, big eyes, but a flat snout. So some accounts say that it's got mangled ears, so you can't really get a good shape on them. They're not long, though. They're really like almost cropped to the head, and it's got a bushy tail.
Okay.
Okay. Researchers have gotten involved with it, trying to figure out what has been going on, because it has caused some damage, and it has gotten around town and surrounding towns for over a decade. So it's not just one incident of somebody going, yeah, Earl saw, you know, this thing, you know, whatever. There's a little bit of rep with it. It's kind of odd. So in the beginning, researchers actually believed that it could have been a dire wolf, which you hear that sometimes. Obviously, dire wolves are on the record as being extinct, but they did exist back in the day. We do now know, but a little weird. If you believe in this sort of thing of, yeah, Maine is kind of on its own. It's isolated. There's a lot going on. Could there be something that we don't know about? Okay, sure. After driving through Maine, I could definitely see that. But then later, they had come to the conclusion that potentially a hybrid.
Okay.
Like a dog and a wolf together. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit too, and kind of logistics. Not to say anything that people have been saying is not completely true, but I have a feeling I might have a hypothesis. A lot of people would say that on seeing it, it wouldn't be for very long, but if they saw the full body, they would estimate that this thing weighed about 120 pounds. It's not huge, but it's not small either, and it's bulky, and it has very like dark grayish blackish hair. Almost like a two-toned hair, which I found kind of interesting, too.
Do we get length of hair? Do we know? Okay.
No, we know that it's not like fully cropped to the skin, but it's not really shaggy either.
Okay.
It almost seems kind of mangy, how people would describe it. So also interesting. Where we're first seeing things pop up that are related to this creature, it starts in the 90s, actually. The 1990s in Turner. People are reporting hearing some really strange noises coming from the trees and the woods around their houses. And it was things that they had never heard before. And they couldn't really describe what it sounded like. They knew it was an animal, but they couldn't figure out what it was. Definitely for Maine, a lot of people out there know what's around the house. A lot of wildlife, but this was just like things people had never heard before. And this started kind of being the gossip in the neighborhoods because it was starting to be everywhere. Then people began to gossip about seeing a pair of bright eyes staring at them from their backyard at night. And normally, most of the accounts that we're going to hear about are taking place at night.
Extra creepy.
Extra creepy, exactly.
Extra creepy.
Extra creepy. But then it got a little darker. People started seeing something strange in the woods on their walks during the day.
And they hell no.
I know, right?
Oh, hell no.
I'm like, no. No, thanks. I mean, it's so gorgeous out there, but can you imagine you're just like having a peaceful walk and all of a sudden you're seeing just this weird mass in the woods?
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine.
I can imagine. That's what I've been thinking about this whole time. But
that's why I chose this one, because I'm like, I want to see like what you think about this. Yeah, reports coming in from walkers at this point. They're not getting a full picture of it, but they know it's nothing that they've never seen before, and it's weird. Someone drew this picture that I had mentioned after taking a walk to try to capture what they saw. You can Google it. It's a pretty good picture to kind of give you an idea what this thing really did look like. It does pop up right away. So go ahead and Google Turner Beast. It's like the first like hand-drawn one. But to me, it kind of resembles a hyena.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a gray hyena. You know, people have talked about that too. You've heard stories about that kind of stuff around the world. In England, they had that Black Panther. I can't remember the name of it. It's like some town's beast too.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it could have gotten out from a zoo. Or sometimes if things are left alone in the wild, things just kind of happen. You get the wild creatures that you don't think exist in your area anymore. You know, who knows? But then they had shown this illustration to people and to get a kind of an idea like, hey, have you been seeing this? And people started really talking like, okay, be on the lookout for this. Or people who saw glimpses were like, yeah, the tail looks the exact same, or the head looks the exact same. So then one night when a Turner resident let their dog outside to go to the last potty break before bed, it got a little darker. The resident let their dog out, shut the door behind him, and came back a couple minutes later to allow the dog to do their business. When they came back, they couldn't find the dog. It wasn't at the door like normal. So they opened the door and they didn't find him anywhere in the yard. So now they start calling for the dog to come back. Nothing, no noise, no jingling of running back to the house. So they're like, this is so not normal. They got their shoes on, went out to the backyard, and along their tree line, they found the mangled remains of their dog. Yeah. Their dog was not a small dog. It was quite like a Rottweiler, like quite muscly, mid-size.
Okay, that was my question. Are we talking Chihuahua?
Nope.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think you would hear something too.
That's a thing. That, like, you know, it's like okay.
A dog's fighting. You're going to fucking hear that for a good distance.
Oh, definitely. So that's what makes this even weirder. You're like, what the fuck? You know? So this got out, and now people are okay, a little panicked, you know? So more accounts start coming in from other people. Oh, neighbor actually had their dog attacked while they were out on a walk. You know, stuff like that. People were letting their dogs outside and they were getting attacked. So this wasn't the only account of killing dogs, killing cats. And then it escalated to some of the farmers in the nearby areas were having livestock being killed. And it looked like these cows were getting mauled. So it wasn't like you think of like cows being and livestock being attacked. You're like aliens. Oh, yeah. You know, but no, this was like full blown, like something with massive teeth, like attacked these cows. Right. So the weird noises persisted. They got worse. More people were hearing them around their houses. They were getting closer. They weren't like in the distance anymore. So things seemed to be getting a little more confident. Right. So continued to escalate. The excitement in town and surrounding towns were just ramping up. And then it got a little weirder. In 2004, a woman was driving back to her home in the middle of the night when she saw a creature that seemed similar to the description of the Turner Beast. And it was hunkered down behind a small building just off the sides of their property where they have their driveway. She saw it kind of on the corner of the road in the shadows leading up to it, and it darted behind this little building thing. As she got closer, she turned her brights on, and she saw this thing come out, and it tried attacking the car. Yeah.
I cannot imagine how scary that would be.
Right?
I don't want to.
No. And I don't know what time of year this was, but picture it in the summertime. If you have your window open...
Oh
no, I don't know what time of year it was, but oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Your brain is already doing things to you at night when you're driving. You kind of think, what if something would pop out right now? You know, like nope. I would spoop for show. Like most of us, she sped off. And when she got closer to home, we're bolting in the door, like locking up everything, like not dealing with this. But she didn't have any issues when she got home. She didn't see it or anything. So it was just kind of that one encounter. So luckily for her. In that same year, just a few months later, there's a man in Auburn that was sitting on his deck, just chilling out at night, having probably a beer or something, just hanging out by himself on his, it was an open deck. He saw something that was just kind of looming on the edge of his property line. And he saw a pair of like bright eyes looking at him. And so he's, you know, what is going on? So he gets up and he like tries to look a little bit in, and this thing comes darting out of the line and heads at him. So he bolts inside and locks the door and stuff, and it stops. As soon as he gets like in the door, it like stops. He can't make out a good chunk of it. He can just see the head and the shoulders and the front two legs of this thing. And he's, I think this might be what people have been talking about for how many years. Like this, I don't know what this is. And he did an interview with the local paper and he's, I'm a hunter. I've seen everything. We have a lot of stuff in Maine, but we do not have anything that looks like this. He's, this is not a coyote and this is not a mountain lion, because they do have those pretty prominently in, especially northern Maine. But he's, it wasn't any of these things. So something to note, because some people might be thinking it's a wolf or something similar. Now, this could be a little inaccurate, because sometimes when you say, oh, like this state doesn't have these animals, it could be a pack of something running through, you know, but Maine on record is not known for having wolves, and wolves don't usually travel alone. If this would have been wolves, there would have been more that you would have seen, I think. So I don't necessarily think it's wolves. People have been trying to debunk it as that. And we know that it doesn't match descriptions of coyotes, mountain lions. And this creature has just gone on record from everybody in the county saying, I have never seen anything like this. The sounds it makes, never heard anything like it. Which brings us to 2006, where I'm going to start reading some articles to you. We got two articles on the docket. The first one I'm going to read for you is from the Associated Press, that was published in August 17th of 2006.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, I think this is going to give us a good representation. It's titled, Mystery of Evil Animal Deepens with Discovery. And it says, residents are wondering if an animal found dead over the weekend may be the mystery or the mysterious creature that has been mauling dogs, frightening residents, and been the subject of local legend for half a generation. The animal was found near power lines along Route 4 on Saturday, apparently struck by a car while chasing a cat. The carcass was photographed and inspected by several people who lived in the area, but nobody is sure exactly what it is. Michelle O'Donnell of Turner spotted the animal near her yard about a week before it was killed, and she called it a hybrid mutant of something. Quote, it was evil looking, and it had a horrible stench I will never forget, she told the Sun Journal of Lewiston. We locked eyes for a few seconds, and then it turned off. I lived in Maine my whole life, and I've never seen anything like it. For the past 15 years, residents across Androscoggin County have reported seeing and hearing a mysterious animal with chilling, monstrous cries and eyes that glow in the night. The animal has been blamed for attacking and killing a Doberman Pinscher, a Rottweiler, and livestock in the past couple of years. People from Lynchfield, Sabatus, Green, Turner, Lewiston, and Auburn have been come forward to speak about a mysterious animal that roams the woods. Nobody knows for sure what it is, and theories have ranged from a hyena or a dingo to a fisher or coy dog, an offspring of a coyote and a wild dog. Now people are asking if the mystery beast and the animal killed, the animals that were killed over the weekend, are one and the same, and the effects of this creature. Wildlife officials and animal control officers declined to go to Turner to examine the remains. By Tuesday, the carcass had been picked clean by vultures, and there was not much left of the dead animal. Lauren Coleman, that name might sound familiar, a Portland author and cryptozoologist, said it's unlikely that the animal was anybody's pet. After reviewing photos of the carcass, Coleman said he was bothered by the animal's ears and snout. It reminded him of a case years ago in northern Maine in which an animal shot by a hunter could not be identified. In the end, wildlife officials got a DNA analysis that showed the animal was a rare dog-wolf hybrid, he said. Mike O'Donnell, who was married to Michelle O'Donnell, said the animal looked half rodent, half dog to him. It was a charcoal gray, weighing about 40 to 50 pounds, and had a bushy tail and a short snout, short ears, and a curled fangs hanging over its lips. He said, it looks like something out of a Stephen King story. Quote, this is something I've never seen before. It's an evil-looking thing, end quote. Okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. But here's the thing about it. The description from the article sounds terrifying, right? It sounds ooh. But the consistency of what it weighed was what triggered me. And then when you see the pictures that they took of this carcass, it looks like a puppy of a chow puppy. And I'm like, also, this whole time that people have been reporting this. Now, granted, yes, do people be like, the fish was 5 feet long. Do we get stories like that and that's not true? Yes. But by so many accounts, people have said this thing weighs quite a bit. And if you're going to be bulky and you're not super small, you're going to weigh more than 50 pounds. I'm not really convinced that this was the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next article is a sequence that was written like 6 months later. And I just, this is where it gets kind of funny. And it's, remember that this picture that they took of this carcass looked like a chow puppy, because it really does. And doesn't really match this description of what was going on. Now, would a chow puppy go chase a cat? Yes. Yes. I don't think a chow puppy could be killing Rottweilers or Doberman Pinschers, you know? So this article comes from Sun Journal, and it was published about 6 months after that initial one. And this is where it gets interesting. The title of it says, "Woman says Turner Beast was her pet dog." From Turner, "The beast found dead at the side of Route 4 in Turner last summer came to be known by many names. It was the Turner creature. It was the main mystery beast. To more fanciful minds, it was the main mutant. But if a Florida woman is correct, the animal may have been..." Oh yeah, get ready. "The animal may have been at one time known by a more prosaic moniker. The beast may have been a year-old chow named Wolfie."
Okay.
Yep. Here we go. "It would be a neat ending to a popular local mystery. The only problem with this possible solution is the chow from Florida was a female. The animal found in Turner last August was believed to be a male. Also, get this, the chow is a puppy. This legend has been going on for how long now?"
Right.
Yeah.
The animal should be dead by all rights.
Because right.
They don't, especially dogs don't really live that long necessarily.
No, exactly. And being a puppy, like I said, you're not going to be that, even a chow puppy. You're not attacking a Rottweiler and killing it and living, you know? Doreen Madden of St. Petersburg said she found her chow as a stray last year and took her in as a pet. The animal, which was believed to have been born under a car in an alley, okay, read that right,
okay,
was not in great health.
Very specific.
Yes. Quote, "I found her in St. Petersburg eating out of a dumpster when she was approximately 5 months old," Madden said. "She had three different types of internal parasites. When that was eradicated, she gained weight very fast and got to be about 40 pounds. One vet I took her to said she had a lack of proper socialization as a puppy, so she had fear of people, and it wouldn't be easy to go up to strangers. She was a good dog, very loyal." Madden said that she took Wolfie to visit friends in Maine and left her there while she made a quick trip back to Florida. Okay. "The dog left with a family at Worthley Pond, northwest of Turner, and ran off. Madden was unable to find it when she returned to Maine. She placed an ad in a newspaper and on Craigslist, hoping to be reunited with her pet, but Wolfie was never found, and Madden returned to Florida. Later, she heard about the media frenzy back in Maine when the strange animal was found along Route 4. She learned the DNA tests had revealed the animal was a dog after speculation by some who suggested it might be something more exotic. It is without a doubt, in my mind, my dog," Madison said. "A friend of mine had been seeing her pictures in the paper, and I just knew it was her. I said it was her." So Madden knew there were pictures of these mystery beasts floating around on websites. It was said it was not until this week that she found one and just fully looked it over. She became more convinced than ever that the mysterious creature was Wolfie. Quote, "I looked at the photo myself on the internet. The full body shot of her laying on the ground was clearly her," Madden said. Like the beast that caused hysteria around the region last summer, Wolfie had dew claws, extra claws that were discovered when the dead body was examined by wildlife experts.
I had planned to have some removed when I had her spayed, Madden said.
She had said she tried to get Wolfie's blood sample for veterinarians to compare with them with the remaining DNA taken from the animal found in Turner. No such samples were available. She has now offered up one of Wolfie's toys in case any DNA was left behind on it. At the height of the story last summer, some suggested the mystery beast was the same animal that had been terrorizing people and killing dogs in the area for decades. Think on that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Others insisted it was a chupacabra, a Tasmanian devil, or one of the other exotic and mysterious creatures of cryptic lore. Madden says Wolfie was just a dog, a charcoal gray pet that was learning to do tricks.
Oh my God.
We're getting close to it. I had to say it. I had to share this.
She was not a vicious dog, Madden said. I have a 10-pound poodle who is 13, and she just gets jealous when I pay attention to other animals. And it would just get right up in Wolfie's face, snarling with teeth showing, and Wolfie wouldn't respond. She was also a very smart dog. I taught her to sit, give me her paw, and to give me the other paw.
Madden on Wednesday provided a photo of Wolfie from last summer, and she said the color of the photo is a little misleading, that her pet was more charcoal in color in keeping with descriptions and the photos that compared with the Turner Beast last year. Quote, her eyes did glow red in the dark, Madden said. The dew claws that came to be discovered and the timing of the location of Wolfie's disappearance all indicate that this is the animal that became a national media sensation last summer, except there's just one snag. According to DNA tests done on the remains of the dead animal found on Route 4, the dog was a male. Madden says Wolfie was a female. Unless the biologist who tested the DNA made an error, the celebrated mystery beast of Turner may not be Madden's lost pet after all. Cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, who studied the remains of the dead animal in August, said, it seemed more likely that Madden was mistaken about the sex of her pet than the biologist made patently, egregiously, I can't say that word, error in determining the gender. There is a chance, quote, there is a chance that Madden's dog is not the same as the one found, Coleman said. The gender in a dog is rather easy to determine externally. End quote. But Madden is convinced that Wolfie is the animal that gained notoriety last summer, and she rankles, great word, at the way her pet has been described as vile, vicious, and a creature that killed the household pets of others, frightening residents, and lived in a savage way. Quote, if she smelled bad and it was eating cats, she was just doing what wild dogs do, Madden said. I think she got a bad reputation that she really didn't deserve. End quote.
Yeah, I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just sounds like somebody just wanting the attention, to be honest.
Same. So. I'm in agreement. A lot of shit wasn't adding up, and I'm sorry, but it seemed like there were too many people that were like wanting it to be her dog that they're like, oh, she didn't know what the gender of her dog was. No, I don't think it was the same thing.
Yes. I don't think you can make an error like that.
No.
Just saying. No. If you make an error like that, you probably shouldn't have pets.
Uh-huh. If you can't tell, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Especially she mentioned like being spayed or taking it to get spayed. So you fucking know.
Right. Yeah, I just found that really funny. And I'm like, people just went along with this. And when you look at the pictures that they took of that, it really does look like a chow puppy. I don't think it was the beast. I'm like, think about it, people. If this thing has been around for 15 years, this puppy wasn't around that long. I don't know. It I'm sorry. It just could not take down a big dog. If you Google that thing, you're like, yeah, that could probably fuck up my ankle real bad, but that's about it. You know, I don't know. What do you think it could have been?
I mean, it could have been a number of things. Like the dog, the one they found separately said it was Chow, right? They proved it was Chow.
Yeah.
That's a different whatever. I don't think it has anything to do with the thing that people were seeing all those years ago. And I mean, it could be any number of things. It could be something, you know, sometimes when animals have mange and disease and stuff like that.
Yes.
Especially with the way you described its ears having that, because a lot of times you see that when animals are really far gone. And I don't know if you've ever watched those, it's heartbreaking, but like the rescues.
Yeah.
Where dogs are covered with mange and they're malnourished and the way their hair looks. Of course, this one, you know, they clearly said that it had hair and all that. But yeah, I mean, there's any number of things that it could have been. There's also the possibility it was something you don't know about But yeah, the one that they found the carcass of, I don't think had anything to do with that. So
no, definitely not. And just kind of looking at the picture and then kind of hearing about what was seen, what was heard, it almost sounds like it could have been a bear with rabies. You know, or maybe it also had mange and it just was kind of
because they look terrifying.
They're fucking terrifying.
Like stuff of my nightmares. If you ever look that up. Yeah. Yes.
Listeners, Google shaved bear, but be very careful.
Yeah.
Shaved bear.
Could be in there. Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
incognito just in case.
Just in case. And don't look it up at work. Yeah, just
so be on the work network when you do that.
don't do that. But yeah, I mean, you've seen because that was how long ago now it made the news that there was that one zoo that had to shave their one bear because it had like a skin disease. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, that's what bears look like without hair.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah. And if you think about what that looks like, I think that was just
a small bear.
Yeah.
To fit the weight requirement. But totally. Right. Yeah. They look like, you know, the sightings of like dog men and stuff like that. Sometimes you think can be attributed to a bear with mange because their faces and everything is so terrifying.
Yeah. It's so gross.
They could definitely do some damage to a Rottweiler.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the only thing that I'm like, people talked about a bushy tail.
The tail is the only thing that's...
Yeah, exactly. So part of my cryptic heart is, it's a cryptid, you know, it makes sense. There are things that we still don't know about around the world that need to be discovered yet. But if you ever get to go to Maine, I mean, it would make so much sense that there is stuff living out in those woods that you've never seen before. I mean, that stuff is dense out there. Gorgeous, but if you got moose living in there... Something else in there, too. But listeners, what do you think? What do you think about this whole thing? I kind of found it funny just because of that one article with it. Oh, that is so my dog. No, I really don't think it. I believe Miss Doreen just wanted to get her 15 minutes of fame kind of deal. And that was what it was. And also, listeners, we want to know, have you ever heard of the Turner Beast? I wouldn't have heard about it if it weren't for being out there and people kind of mentioning it. And I'm like, can you imagine having that kind of drama in your hometown? I mean, that'd be kind of, you know.
It would be big news in a small town like that. And a lot of times that stuff, once something like that comes up, people latch onto it. And it also can be a way to generate money for the town because of people's curiosity and tourism and stuff like that. So it's, you have to kind of take that with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
But the attacks on the animals, it's noteworthy because taking down cows and the mangling of them. And that's an animal. It's a predator.
Yes,
for sure.
So exactly.
Even that is concerning, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, it's concerning.
Right. Yo, I'm totally with you on that one.
The last little odd fact that I will share that might just kind of go was that after this whole thing came out about them killing that little puppy creature, probably not, you know, it's a chow, these attacks did stop. Yeah.
It's, the animal would have been old at that point, too.
Exactly.
If it was a biological thing, right, it would have aged out and died at some point.
Exactly.
You know, I know dogs can live long lives, but what's the oldest dog?
I think
15, 20 years. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. I feel like I just saw something about that. The oldest dog in the world was like a golden retriever, and I think he made it to the age of 20.
Yeah. But so that's the max. That's like the max.
Yeah. And you would so tell if the dog was 20 years old.
Yeah. That dog would not be in its prime.
No.
Chasing down Rottweilers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It could have been a lot of things. And the fact that it was around for 15, 20-ish years, maybe something settled here for a little while and moved on. Maybe. Who knows? Very strange. But yeah.
I love a good strange story, though.
Me too.
I love a good mystery.
Me too. Especially when it gets a little... We haven't done, like, a lot of cryptid or weird things like that in a while, so that's kind of cool.
I keep hearing about stuff that I've sent you lately, and I want to kind of dig into that.
Yes.
Maybe for a Patreon, maybe we could do some special episodes in a series about different ones.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. I've been finding some, too. I also found... So I have the backup topic. I still need to write notes on it, but I still have that backup topic for drunk history. But last week, I found a banger of a topic for a drunk history. So
I hope it's not the same one I'm doing. How would that be? Can you give me like in the realm of what it is?
Yes, it involves food.
Okay. Mine is... I don't want to say because it gives away the whole story, basically, but it is a religious figure. I'll say that.
Oh, okay. Then this is not the same thing. Yeah. So awesome. Cool. We'll have to get another one on the books because now I have topics for two episodes for drunk history.
Yeah, mine's written. It's ready to go. So whenever you want to do it, I'm ready. The last couple times, the word count has been very high for the keywords. The last time we
thought
it was a lot.
It was so much worse than the first one. I was like,
whoa. It was. Yeah, it was. You know
what?
We should do a live stream with our listeners.
That would be awesome.
How do we make this happen between this season and the next season? Like, ooh, we'll maybe do a special event.
Yes, we can definitely make that happen before season 3.
Because we have some great Patreon members, and I feel like that would be really a fun treat.
It would. It would.
All right. You're hearing it first on the main platform. So
yeah, buddy.
I think maybe let's make the Drunk History a live stream.
I like that.
Okay.
Let's do it. Then I'm picking the funnier one of the two for that one then.
Yeah, mine is short, but it's funny. And there are a lot of keywords and it's quickly. So I don't know. I mean, we can get pretty tipsy in about 30 to 45 minutes when we do those.
Start lining up the row.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that'd be excellent. Mine would not be that long either if I picked the funnier of the two. We'd have to do just slight background for explanation, and then it would be this, and it'd be fucking funny.
Okay.
Oh, right. Listeners, you just got teased. It's happening.
Come to the dark side and join us on Patreon if you want to be a part of that.
Heck yes. Live stream party. It's happening now. Oh, I'm so excited. It's been fun today, listeners, but it's time to say goodbye. So... thank you very much for coming to hang out with us today. We really appreciate it, and we freaking love you. Thank you so much. And as always, have fun, be safe, be kind, and we're going to shock you later.
Bye.
Bye. Hate him.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.